we got outplayed tonight. I thought we had a poor practice yesterday, not up to the standard that you need to have to be great. I thought our guys felt like we won a big game on Friday, and then I think on Sunday we weren't really focused the way you need to be focused with the level of energy, and I think that carried over today. We had to be better to win. Wasn't the worst game that we played, but not up to the level that you got to have to be consistent and win consistently. And you know, we got to lean on our older guys to kind of carry us with the level of focus and intensity you have to have to be good. You know, hats off to Holy Cross. I knew they were going to come in, and they're athletic. They play hard. Kyrell's a heck of a player. He was terrific tonight. Really controlled the game. We had a hard time containing him. And you know, and then the other part of the game, we were really trying to kind of keep them out of the lane from driving. We got spread out, and they were able to hurt us. And you know, Brett did a great job. You know, hats off to them. But you know, we have to control the things we can control. Tonight, we didn't do that.
What was the plan for Jarrell and Kyrell before the game?
Yeah, so Gates, we just wanted to make things hard. You know, he got in foul trouble early. He only got 9 shots. That's big. But the high ball screen with Kyrell, we were trying to go under. There was some confusion on how to guard it. I got to take onus on that. I thought we cleaned that up. And we were able to kind of contain him a little bit more there. But then he still got loose for some baskets. I think at halftime he had 12. So then he was able still to drive it. He still was able to get to the basket, and he made 1 3. So, you know, the kid that really helped them, I thought Montgomery's 2 threes and Townsell's 2 threes were huge in that spell. He's a guy, I think he's made 4 in the year. And so those two, they didn't look great going up, but they went in, you know. And it's one of those games where, you know, one or two of those miss, it could be different. But I thought those two baskets really, really kind of helped their confidence and their momentum. You know, sometimes that's just the way it is.
Coming into the game, you said you had a good practice. What was the specific?
No, we did not have a good practice.
You did not have a good practice.
No.
What was something that you wanted to see improved from the practice into the game?
I just thought overall, I think overall, we had some guys take their foot off the gas, just mentally weren't locked in the way we needed to be. And I thought that impacted just the level of purpose we were kind of practicing with. We were kind of out there yesterday, but we weren't really playing with purpose. And I didn't feel like going into the game that we were really ready to kind of execute the game plan the way you have to execute the game plan to win. I was concerned about the offense. You know, we kind of scored enough to win, but defensively we were brutal tonight. And some of that is some decision making on my part too that I have to put. But overall, I just thought their activity and energy level was way higher. And then I think the other thing that they did, they blocked 10 of our shots, and I thought that was huge. You know, when we did get the ball to the rim, they blocked 10. The kid Kenny had 5 blocks, and I thought that was a one of the things that led to 41% from the floor, that they blocked 10 of our shots.
They're probably one of the few teams that doesn't have a lot of three-point shooting. Like, how is that different, like dealing with that defensively?
Yeah, you know, and there's some things that we could have done. You know, but then they ended up making, they made 5 threes, and they were 5 for 11, which is really good. You know, but the big thing, the ball screen defense and them getting the ball to the paint. And so we were just trying to make them make contested threes, like force that shot. And we didn't do a very good job of that at all.
What was the halftime conversation? You guys were in a tightly contested game, but you were up by 3. And just what were you?
Yeah,
like,
but we weren't playing great. You know, we really weren't playing great. I thought we were kind of talking about the ball screen with Kyrell, because that was the thing that was hurting us in the first half, and I thought we were better at that. So we were just basically telling them, you know, saying the same things. All right, we got to be great on the ball screen, and then we got to be in the gaps so they can't drive the ball. Those were the two things that we tried to do against them, and I thought the ball screen defense was better, but their ability to drive the ball really hurt us. And then, you know, like I said, the kid, Talcell, who's made, I think, 4 threes on a year, banged 2 of them. And I thought that was a big momentum shift for them. It just kept giving them confidence. You know, anytime we were able to make a run, they were able to make a play. And I also thought they got to some loose balls that helped their momentum. We took the lead and we were about ready to kind of grab a hold of the game. And then they were able to make some plays, block some shots, and kind of control the game. You know, then the kid Montgomery made a big 3-2 in the second half. That was a big three. He finished with 16 points. That's, you know, they had some good contributions from some different guys. Without the guy Gates, you know, kind of going nuts.
I know, like, earlier in the season you talked about maybe focus being a factor at some point, and that was also kind of a conversation last season with a lot of the same players. Is that ever a concern for you as we're getting closer to the playoffs?
Yeah, it's always a concern. I just think we need to have a growth mindset. I think we need to be able to think about getting better and improving. I think we need to be able to handle, you know, hard conversations and criticism, constructive criticism that can help us improve. You know, honesty with them and you know, kind of spelling it out. And they have to be able to handle that and accept that and try to get better. And if we can't do that, then it's just, you're going to just kind of plateau. You know, we're just trying to get better. And so even after the Colgate game, I watched the game. I was happy we won, but I saw, okay, these are things we got to just keep getting better. And then we come to practice yesterday and we weren't really thinking that. We weren't we felt like, okay, we can do this. And then as soon as you feel that way, you're going to get punched in the mouth. And tonight we did. You know, we didn't get significantly outplayed, but we got outplayed. You know, I thought there were times we were battling, but you were going to have to be better tonight. You were going to have to really want this one tonight to win. And they had just beaten Lehigh. They're feeling good. They're confident. They beat us 3 times last year. You know, I knew what we were up against, you know, and I do think we're a very good team, but I thought we were really going to have to really want this one tonight, and they wanted it more, and they played like it.
Of course, you lost a 4-game win streak, and that must be tough, but what's the conversation you have with the team, and what specific parts of the game are you looking to?
Yeah, improve? Just that. I think the whole thing is, like, just trying to get better, okay. Just trying to improve, and thinking about that, like, coming in with an intention of getting better, of the team getting better, and me contributing in any way I can so the team can get better. You know, whoever wins this, that team is gonna continue to rise and get better. And all these teams, every team in our league is gonna lose some games. There's no one I don't think is gonna go undefeated. I don't think any of us are that much better than anybody else, that they're gonna be good enough to go kind of undefeated. So it's about who's gonna have a growth mindset, who's willing to sacrifice, and then can you just keep getting better? And that's who's gonna end up winning this thing. And you know, right now I'm just trying to make sure that we're improving. And I felt like going into the Colgate game, we were doing that. Then I thought we just took our foot off the gas a little bit and we got punched in the mouth tonight. But we're not good enough to just not play well and win. That's the whole thing. Like, tonight we didn't play great, we're not gonna win. And that's pretty much any team in our league.
Any final questions for Coach?
All right. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you.